Orla Cawley, Secretary of the Committee to Retain the Post Office in Eastgay. You're outside the entrance to IT Sligo here this morning as the Cabinet meets inside. Just tell me why you're protesting here.
Well, we're protesting because we want our voices to be heard. We're not going to just lie down and let our post office be closed. In the Ireland 2014 plan that's been launched here today, there's a lot of talk about rejuvenation and prosperous things for rural Ireland. That's not happening in reality on the ground. We want to talk about Ireland 2018, not Ireland 2040. They have to address what's happening today. Today our post office is faced with potential closure, which is going to destroy our village. If we don't do something about it today, we're not going to have a village in 2040.
Now, I see the protesters arrived here in their bus this morning. Their bus initially was waved on by a member of the Gardaí, but the protesters are just getting out now and setting up. What is the message you want to get across to Leo Varadkar?
We want to get our message to Leo Varadkar that we're not going to let the government come to Sligo today with a huge, big good news announcement. Meanwhile, in reality, what's happening in rural Ireland is our post offices are being closed, our villages are being turned into ghost towns. There's nothing in reality being done for rural Ireland, and that's the message we need to get out today.
Now, I'm just going to walk across the road here to join some of the other protesters. They're just after getting off the bus, and I'll ask them just how they feel about what's happening. I'm just from Ocean FM Radio. Can I just ask you why you're protesting here today?
Well, our push office is going to close. This man here is better. He's
Yeah, we're protesting. Well, we're hopefully, the threat of the post office being closed, that's what's really concerning us here today. So, I mean, that's what we're all down. The National Planning Framework thing is happening here today. So, I think it's kind of ironic that this is going on here while at the same time they're closing down our post office, which really is the economic hub of the community. So, that's why we've gathered here, and this is one of our protests. We're hoping to do a few more bits and pieces as the weeks go on, and they're making a decision, I think, in a couple of weeks. So, time is against us.
You have about 20 people here, so you have you're just after arriving.
Well, that's 20, yeah, so far now. We're hoping for a lot more. A lot are driving. That's what came on the bus. So, but I mean, we had 300 people at a meeting there about a week ago when this all started, and I suppose the weather, and there's a lot of elderly people that can't make it today, but we're representing them as much as we can. We just want to express our kind of discontent at this kind of decision that might happen, and it will have a really serious effect in our community.
Okay, I see you have a poster there. Eastgay Post Office is worth saving. Can you just tell me why you're protesting? What's the message you want to get across?
Well, just to save this fantastic service that we have. If we lose our post office, we lose our community.
All shops, butchers, everything will be affected by it.
And we've come out of the recession, and it's like putting us back
like
into
the likes of me. I'm practically handicapped. My hip is so bad. You know, it's there beside me. If it's moved, how do I get to another post office?
There's
go
much talk.
Bus take all day.
There's much talk about rural Ireland in this plan today, but you don't see that when your post office is under threat in Eastgay.
We don't really know. You know what I mean? We're here to fight for it, and we'll fight for it.
Okay.
Fight to the end.
Right. Just tell me. What's your message to the Taoiseach today? You say, don't stand out, don't stamp out our post office. That's the message.
That is the message. We have had our barracks taken from us. We've had the doctor's surgery, the chemist has been taken from us. We just need this. We're just getting up vibrant again, the community, and we need to keep our post office. We don't want the village to die. A lot of young people have moved into our village, putting faith in the village growing, and this is a slip at the slap in the teeth for them actually, and they really need that post office to stay.
You're very adamant that the post office will stay open.
Well, we hope so. Yeah, we definitely hope so. Like, you know what I mean, because it needs to stay open. Because I'm retired here, like, you know what I mean, and there was a post office and we came, and sure, everything goes. If that goes, sure, why would any other one want to retire there? You know what I mean? Simple as that.